Children raised in a religious home often face challenges to their beliefs as they become teenagers. Our story today from Dayton Youth Radio charts that battle from the inside. Here's Project Coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce today's feature.
In the book of Romans, Apostle Paul talks about the struggle between his spiritual life and the desires of his earthly body. Today's Youth Radio story helps us remember that even Jesus and the disciples were once teenagers. Here's Demarion Spencer.
I'm Demarion Spencer. I play multiple positions in baseball, like second base and pitcher. I love music and I'm a very religious teenager. I want other teens to know that you're not lame for being religious. My story is about the struggle, the universal struggles that all Christians go through. Most kids or teens are reckless and just don't care sometimes about their behavior. Me, on the other hand, I always have this voice in my head asking me, is this pleasing in the eyes of God? I find it a constant struggle and continually beat myself up about it. It was believed that I was smarter and wiser beyond my years, that I have a calling to preach the gospel. My grandparents had footaged me as a four-year-old boy with a small podium my grandfather built for me.
You always wanted to pray. You always wanted to preach. You always was mocking me when I preached.
My grandfather, Reverend Ronald Bailey Sr., is a minister. I lived with him and my grandmother until I was five, so he was a very strong role in the development of my religious ways.
Well, it is something special about you, about your spirit that's within you. The other people see it in you that you may not see in you. You had that good spirit within you. You remind me of myself at that age.
We're not that uptight. I mean, we're not the you-can't-do-anything Christians, but I have always felt extra pressure from myself to be right all the time. I have always struggled with the ways of this world and my Christian beliefs. Things like social media, music, and sometimes sexual urges have all troubled me. I first started Instagram this summer before my freshman year. I was nervous. I thought I would never get a lot of followers, and my friends would make fun of me. I was caught off guard when a spam account with inappropriate pictures of women. I didn't want anything to do with it, but I found myself being attracted to the pictures before ultimately reporting it and blocking them. I was listening to a rap song by Migos with explicit lyrics and enjoying it then. Then it happened.
Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who?
Is this pleasing to God, and how do you think he would react listening to such secular music? I felt God would be ashamed, and I felt that if I didn't change that music, I would have to answer to him about it later. I paused the music and debated in my head for probably 30 minutes about what I should do. Listen to the song because I really liked it, or go to gospel music I liked, like Kirk Franklin. I ended up not listening to anything. My grandfather brought me two giant study Bibles that I find myself using sometimes, but I don't feel like I use them often enough.
I feel that you have a lot ahead of you, long as you stay on the path that you're on right now and don't let nobody persuade you or fall under your peers' influence and follow your own mind and be a leader and not a follower. You should go far and be able to do whatever you need to do. And you always know that you have the Lord by your side, as long as you follow on His will.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you, man.
I learned that everyone is flawed, and it's our mistakes and sometimes our sins that make us better in the end. I don't have to be perfect right away, and God doesn't expect me to be.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
For Dayton Youth Radio at Stuyvesant School for Arts, this is Demarion Spencer.
That was Romans versus Migos, written and produced by Demarion Spencer from Stuyvesant School of the Arts. Special thanks to Demarion's grandfather, Reverend Bailey Sr., and his teacher, Leslie Rogers. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.
I do.